In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, John the Baptizer came as the forerunner, or the one who prepares the way for Jesus, the Prodromo. His message to the Jews was clear. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He applied to himself the words of Isaiah 40, which spoke of him as the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." As he noticed many coming to his baptism of repentance, we read in the third chapter of Matthew that he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." God's Word. Brothers and sisters, part of John's preparatory ministry for and testimony to Jesus was to rebuke the lack of genuine faith among the majority of his Jewish contemporaries. They prided themselves in being physical descendants of Abraham, yet they lacked the spiritual and moral substance of belonging to the father of faith. For this reason, he called them brood of vipers. Vipers are crafty, poisonous snakes. They symbolize the evil one. In other words, the baptizer identified them with Satan himself. He went on to announce a major divine intervention. In order to drive the point home, he used the symbol of material stones, which to the Jewish mind represented non-Jewish or Gentile people. He said to them, "God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham." Still, he went further, using another symbol to represent them. This was a symbol of unfruitful trees. He said to them, "Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." The message was clear. They were privileged to be called God's peculiar people who enjoyed the physical blessing of being Abraham's physical offspring, as a tree grows out of good roots. Yet, they turned out to be fruitless trees. He did not mince his words. He confronted them with the truth, saying that as such, they would be cut down and thrown into the fire. Brothers and sisters, it was in this context that the baptizer announced the remarkable contrast between himself and his ministry, on the one hand, and Jesus, the promised Messiah, and his ministry on the other. On the one hand, then, John viewed himself as God's servant who prepares the people for the coming Messiah and reminds the people of their need to repent of their sins. That was the function of his water baptism. They needed to be washed of their own sins. On the other hand, John boldly pointed out that he himself could not wash them clean from their sins. Such requires divine action, which only Jesus could carry out. This is why he said to the people, "I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Jesus, on the other hand, pointed out that the baptizer was the greatest of all prophets. This is because John alone would personally and directly point to Jesus' fulfillment of all Old Testament promises. He could point directly to Jesus and announce, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Yet John spoke of his own work as of a mere servant who with water prepared the way for the one who is far greater than himself. He viewed himself as an unworthy servant, even to carry the shoes of Jesus the Messiah, who came to baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. In other words, the baptizer, whom Jesus called the greatest of all prophets, viewed himself as only a servant preparing the way for Jesus' life-changing baptism. This is carried out by the Holy Spirit. He gives new life to those who are by nature dead in their sins and trespasses. As to the fire, it spoke of the power of Jesus' holiness. This enabled Jesus to conquer sin, the devil, the rebellious spirit of the world, and death itself. Yet Jesus came to John for baptism before starting his public ministry and exposing himself to the severe temptations of the evil one. Even though Jesus was the only person who had no sin from which to repent, he still asked for that baptism. To Jesus, this was part and parcel of his mission to fully identify with our humanity. Reluctantly, the baptizer agreed and baptized him. Jesus' unique baptism, however, was accompanied by much more than the testimony of the baptizer, the greatest prophet. The gospel records that as Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Brothers and sisters, the heavenly announcement is clear. John the Baptizer's ministry represented the ultimate preparation for this decisive heavenly event. The promised Messiah Savior had come. As he identified himself with sinners in receiving John's baptism of repentance, it was important for all to recognize who he truly is. He is the beloved one, the only Son. He's not a mere normal man. As the beloved Son of God in the flesh, he alone is the well-pleasing man, perfectly holy. He's not to be compared to even the greatest of all prophets. He, and he alone, is fully qualified to carry out the divine mission of salvation. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the message of the blessed gospel. Amen.